Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Sisters for Society Blog Talk Show. Today we're really talking about health and wellness, and we basically just want to go over some things that you can do for the new year and hopefully into living a better and healthier lifestyle. Before we get into that, though, we want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. Yes. So to go ahead and get into it, we know this time of the year, everyone is getting ready to do those New Year's resolutions that we all, I'm not going to say all, some of us fail to commit to. And part of the commitment reason is because we look at it as a diet. We want to kind of change that up. Don't look at it as a diet. Look at it as a lifestyle change, because that's what you are doing. You're going to commit to yourself that you're going to change that portion or that segment of your life to be better and live longer.
Especially after you're rolling around the floor so stuffed you can't move and miserable from the holiday meals.
Yeah. I must say I was one of those this year. So I think I at least gained 5 pounds. But we're not going to sit here and act like we are the experts, because we are not experts. We are not doctors. We are just women that want to share some ideas and thoughts on things that you can do for a better lifestyle change. There are people that have little programs. I think there's a lady on Facebook. Actually, I went to high school with her. Her name is Amira Dean. She has a health program, and it doesn't come to me right now, but you can look her up on Facebook. But she has the before and after pictures of, you know, things that she's been doing to help these women and men to slim down, to get into a better life. And I know she does a lot of fitness workouts and things like that, I'm sure.
There's a balance in your life. You have to have a balance. You have to eat right. You have to take vitamins. You have to get some exercise. Gosh, you said it to death.
Yes.
You have got to get some exercise.
Yes,
get up and walk around the block.
Mm-hmm.
Or at lunch, make a trip around the building.
Right.
Or, you know,
go up and down the stairs if you have stairs at your workplace.
Something to get your blood circulating.
Yeah.
Your body will appreciate it in the long run.
Right.
And I'll tell you, Weight Watchers is one of the best. Now, I've done most of the, diet.
Mm-hmm.
And Weight Watchers is so focused on it not being a diet. It's changing your relationship with food.
Yeah.
And the way you interact with it in your life.
Right.
You know, so it's just changing your whole attitude towards it. And I'm the worst. That's one of my major things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I get upset. And I'm on a seafood diet. I eat food and I eat it.
Yeah.
But, you know, Weight Watchers has a great program.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very expensive, but sometimes you can find it online. You just need to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to learn to change your life and not think of it as a diet, because then you feel deprived and won't.
Right.
But everything in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
get a small plate instead of a big plate. That's one of the things I actually, I went through a program with Coach Shani, and her program is called Revivify You. And when I say it did, it opened my eyes to a whole new light of what I'm putting on my body to what I'm putting in my body. So it was a whole different aspect of commitment there. So I've changed my body soap, I've changed my lotions, I've changed my toothpaste. I mean, all that type of stuff. I had to look at what she had in her program, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know there was hidden fats and all this stuff that I used.
Well, that's
one of those things that people don't know.
And they put preservatives in
everything.
Yeah. And you have to think that with all the gastro diseases and all the crap that people are getting nowadays, that all these preservatives in the food is got to be a main cause of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's one thing I honestly think that from her program I learned that there's hidden fats in everything. And that opened my eyes up. It made me a little bit more cautious about the things I was putting inside of my body and putting on my body. So with her program, I will say that successfully I lost 25 pounds, I think, total. But it was a great program for me, you know, and I would recommend it to any of my friends. But you have to choose what program will be best for you.
Absolutely.
You know, because not every program is going to be
for everyone. No, it's true. On Weight Watchers, I lost 45 pounds.
Right.
But then I had some health issues come up that reversed that.
Right.
So, you know, and I'm at the point in my life where I've got so much going on, I'm trying to figure out how to balance everything.
Right.
So, like she said, we're not experts. We read a lot.
Yes.
We, you know, and we listen. So,
and we take advice from different people every day, just like everybody, you know. So everyone normally, that's normally how people learn about the different things that are going on and what's in different things is word of mouth. You talk about it with your friends and your families, and it lets you know, hey, they got too much sugar. Hey, you need to cut back on that, you know. So
yeah. Or, hey, I developed diabetes. Maybe you should go get checked.
So, yeah.
Go visit your doctor.
At least once a year.
At least once a year. Get your blood work done.
Yeah.
Get your blood pressure done. You know, have all that stuff. For women, get your mammogram.
Right, right.
Have
right.
it done. If something's wrong, you want to catch it early.
Yeah.
And if you're low on iron or you're low on vitamin B or you're low on vitamin D or, heaven forbid, potassium.
Right.
You know,
did you know that
potassium, if it's too high, can negatively affect your heart?
Oh.
And if it's too low, can negatively affect your heart severely.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either until I found out my potassium's low.
Oh,
so get checked. You never know, you know, especially if you're tired.
Right.
If you're tired all the time, you could be anemic. You could have low vitamin B, low any number of combination of things.
Right.
Get checked.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
take a multivitamin.
Yeah. At least once a day.
Yeah. Once a day, take a multivitamin.
I will honestly say I'm probably the worst at taking vitamins. I don't like taking pills. I'm really not good at taking, especially if I have to take four or five of them. I won't take them. I'm just gonna say, you can give me a one a day, and I'll do that one. But if I got to take four or five, but it's not going to go. I have a hard time swallowing them. And a lot of people
do. And you can get used to, I used to have a hard time swallowing just one, and now I can swallow five or six at a time.
Yeah.
But not the big one.
Yeah.
But I always had an aversion to pills, always, until they put me on a couple of medications that I found if I forgot to take them. Took me really down for days.
Yeah.
So I've learned
to take
my pills.
Yeah.
So if your doctor says you need to take something, take it.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of doctors prescribe things left and right, and if you feel that he's wrong, go see another one. It's like an opinion.
Yeah.
But if they tell you that you're needing some vitamin or another, read up on it.
There's a lot of different magazines that you can go and websites you can go to. Strong for Life, there's WebMD.
Yeah, Live Strong.
Live Strong.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different places that you can go and just Google search and read. It's all you have to do. And actually, we're going to do that right now. We're going to do a little quiz that we found online, and it's on the Strong for Life website. And the quiz starts off, it says, what is in your junk food favorite? I don't even know if I want to take this quiz.
I know, right? First question. Maybe not.
Okay, it says, what difference does one soda a day make? A big one. cutting just one 20-ounce soda a day keeps 51 pounds of sugar from entering your child's body a year, also from entering your own body. It says, take our quiz for more junk food shockers and learn the simple changes you can make to protect you and your kids. I'm adding that because I know this is on our children's site, but we're going to talk about us too. Because if it's not good for the kids, it's not good for us either.
Mm-hmm.
True or false? Kids get most of their junk food from treats at school and school lunches.
False.
Stephanie says false. That's correct. Children get most of their junk food at home. One third of the calories young children consume from unhealthy added sugars and fat. Healthy habits begins at home. If you limit your amount of junk food brought into your home, your child can eat it. That means clean out that pantry. Clean out your pantry. Take all those bad habits out of there, things that you know you're going to be tempted to take.
Oh, good stuff in there. You know, I found a miniature cucumbers,
mm-hmm.
little snapping cucumbers.
Right.
My youngest 10-year-old loves cucumbers,
mm-hmm.
and he'll go through a pack of those a week.
Oh, wow. That's good.
And carrots.
Yeah.
But he doesn't like the baby carrots. He likes the big ones.
Oh, wow. The next question, true or false? One 20-ounce soda has the same amount of sugar as two chocolate chip cookies or a donut.
False. It has as much as like 16 cookies or something.
That is correct. It has the same amount of sugar as 18 chocolate chip cookies or 5 donuts. Whoa.
Yeah.
That is a shocker. I didn't know that. Question number 3 is also true or false. Juice boxes have the same amount of sugar as 2 ice cream sandwiches. I love ice cream sandwiches, by the way.
Me too. That's probably true.
Correct. Small changes really do add up. Cutting a juice box a day saves over 47 cups of sugar a year.
We stopped putting pre-sons in our kids' lunches, mm-hmm. and started putting a bottle of water in one of those little packets.
Oh,
the flavoring packet?
Yeah.
So that's what we put in their lunches every day. They've gotten older, and they're not getting enough to drink.
Yep. Let's go to question 4. Sweet tea is better for you than soda. That's a hard one. I'm going to say true. Is it true?
I think it's probably got as much sugar in it as soda.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually false.
Yeah.
Sweet tea is not good for you either, people.
I've seen McDonald's make their sweet tea, and they put a 5 pound of sugar in that vat of tea. That is a lot of sugar.
Yeah. A glass of sweet tea has the same amount of sugar as 16 cream-filled cookies.
Uh-huh.
And depending on brewing time, it can have the same amount of caffeine as a cola. Switch to water, and you'll save 106 cups of sugar going into your child's body a year.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So we don't let our kids have soda,
mm-hmm.
and the sweet tea they only get once a week or every other week.
Right.
We'll go by McDonald's and get their dollar
gotcha.
Drink. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, we don't have sodas unless we're having a party or something.
Yeah, that's what we want.
Or they go to their friend's house, and I can't really stop them there.
Right. Okay, question 5, true or false, downsizing one weekly french fry order from a large to a small can save 8,000 calories a year.
Oh,
that is true. I know that just because of the fact that it's a potato.
And it's fried.
Oh, actually, it was false. The reason why is because downsizing to a small order of fries once a week can save 14,000 calories a year.
That's almost double. That's all the one I've missed so far.
Wow.
Wow, that's a lot.
Of course, ordering food instead of fries saves even more calories and adds vitamins and fiber. I think that's one thing I will say I did admire about McDonald's. They gave the fries, and then they also give you, like, apples or something like that, and it is milk, and it's full choice of, like, the Go-Gurt or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say I've
them
like,
and Subway have offered that. They offer the apple slices or the Go-Gurt, and they can get milk instead of a soda.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one thing I did say that is kind of neat when they changed that a few years back.
Yeah, Subway is the same thing, and that
was a good one.
That is a really good one.
Question six, and this is actually our last question. As long as I choose 100% it at breakfast, knowing it is best for my child.
False. If it doesn't have the fiber and the fruit, it is not good for them.
That is correct. While 100% fruit juice is better than fruit punch, real fruit is best. A 20-ounce serving of fruit punch is equivalent to the amount of sugar in 10 fruit roll-ups.
Okay. So everything, I missed one of those questions, but everything there I learned from going to meetings at Weight Watchers.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. They're really focused on teaching you about nutrition and what's best for you.
Yeah.
Their point system. An apple or an orange or a banana has no points, but the juice has a lot of points.
Yeah, yeah.
So
just remembering that healthy habits do home, and you have to take charge of your lifestyle. I mean,
we did the gluten-free thing for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
It took me 3 days to clean out my kitchen with everything with gluten in it. Soy sauce has wheat in it.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't believe what everything that has gluten in it.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. But I have never felt better in my life. And I was having to make, like, I needed cream of chicken soup.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to make it from scratch because the stuff on the shelves has gluten in it.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So I made, I had to hand make everything.
Mm-hmm.
My kids have never been so happy in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody felt good,
mm-hmm.
but they missed having the pizza with their friends or the hamburgers out, you know, and you can't control that. Although I'm considering going back to that at home.
Yeah.
They can do what they want when they're gone.
Yeah.
But at home, focusing on getting rid of some of that, because all of this, my 10-year-old, his gastro problem, intestinal problem, completely went away.
Yeah.
Maddie, same thing. She's lactose intolerant, and I think she has an allergy to gluten.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, and she's been begging to go back on gluten-free. Begging. She even did it on her own for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too much for me at the time. But
yeah. And that's one thing a lot of people struggle with is that it costs more to be healthy.
It does. But in a way, if you buy the basic, the rice flour and that kind of stuff, and make things from scratch.
Yeah.
Okay, say the bread. The gluten-free bread at the grocery store is horrible. It's the worst tasting stuff. It's like lead.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard and heavy.
Yeah.
But Panela's makes a great mix that you can put in your bread maker.
Okay.
If you clean it out real good or you buy a new one. And it's completely gluten-free. And that bread is warm.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are like, oh, my God.
Oh,
and then
wow.
I make butter at home.
Yeah, I had the butter.
So I make, you know, I make the butter and then I'd make the bread and they would sit and just eat that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I would make chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
With this gluten-free Bisquick.
Mm-hmm.
And their friends were like, what? And their friends were all jealous because the kids were bringing chicken nuggets to school every day, homemade chicken nuggets.
Yeah, yeah.
But we had to really sit down as a family and figure out everybody's got some health problems.
Mm-hmm.
My husband's diabetic. He has no willpower when the sleep's in the house.
Yeah.
But we go to the doctor regularly. We know what our problems are.
Right.
Now, it's a matter of changing
your mind frame.
Changing your mind frame. And as I told Tavian earlier, I need to lose weight desperately. Mm-hmm. But my mind has not been in the right place because I caretake my grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather keeps the crappiest stuff around, but we got to get calories in my grandma. So,
yeah.
And then she wants me to eat with her the same thing she's eating.
Oh.
So it's hard for me to, you know, to balance that. And I have to get my mind in the right place where I was when I was doing Weight Watchers, you know, or when I was going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to get back to that place.
Yeah, that's one thing me and Kawan was talking about earlier. We were going to, I can get a membership over here and join in a gym and going, you know. And that's one thing I honestly miss about going to the Y. The YMCA, they have these little fitness programs there, and I'm sure people may have them around. So you can go to the YMCA, and they there's no electronics.
Oh, how nice.
There's no game room there. But it's a walking trail. There's a basketball court. There's a tennis court. There's little classrooms. They do the yoga. They do the Zumba. They do Pilates.
Well, speaking of yoga, if you can't get to a gym,
yeah,
honest to God, especially if you have arthritis,
yeah,
your doctor will tell you the more you move, the better you're going to be.
Yeah.
You may be sore, but you'll still keep moving.
Right, right.
And yoga is the absolute best thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you have back problems, if you have arthritis,
mm-hmm.
if you have problems with your joints,
right.
Find a good yoga instructor that will show you
mm-hmm.
how to alter the poses for your specific needs.
Yeah.
And I did at one time. She was amazing,
mm-hmm.
absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've moved out here and I haven't found one yet.
Right.
But going to the gym,
yeah.
I was going to the gym 5 days a week,
mm-hmm.
and I never felt better.
Right.
You know,
right.
I felt so good, but my eating is
yeah.
my problem,
yeah.
and I wasn't eating right, so I didn't lose weight. I gained weight because I gained muscle.
Yeah, yeah.
And
but that's a struggle. I think we all struggle with it, especially I think sometimes people put it in their mind that if we go to the gym, we'll eat what we want.
No.
Okay. You still have to watch what you eat.
Yes, you do. If you
have
to eat in
moderation.
Yeah, well, and that's it. Everything in moderation. You can have that candy bar. Even when I was doing Weight Watchers, and I was doing really well on Weight Watchers,
mm-hmm.
Saturday through Thursday, I ate on the plan. I ate well.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, I'd go do my weigh-in,
mm-hmm.
have my meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go have lunch with my mother, have what I wanted for dinner,
mm-hmm.
and then go right back on the program the next day. And I'm not kidding. It was like 3 months, and I lost 45 pounds.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
I was doing really good. But I had that hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
I had the french fries. I had the onion rings. I had the ice cream that I wanted
mm-hmm.
on Friday.
Yeah.
That was my reward. If I ate the rest of the weight, then I didn't feel deprived.
Yeah.
I knew I'd get it.
Yeah. But see,
if
another thing that we can do, knowing that you can have your hamburgers, and some people can't resist those hamburgers.
Right.
Eat them earlier during the day.
Oh, yeah.
That way you're burning it off throughout
all your
day.
Carbs in the morning,
yeah.
not at
get
night.
Get it all in early, and then make sure you're staying active. Do housework. Go out to the store, even if you're not buying anything. Just get up and move around.
And people are going to laugh when you say housework, but I'm telling you, you can burn more calories dusting and vacuuming than walking around the block. All the stretching and the, you know, and I wore an activity monitor, right,
mm-hmm.
for a while, and doing the dusting and the vacuuming and the sweeping and
right.
doing the dishes, you're bending and you're standing and you're
yeah.
bending. And I got made more points than taking a walk around the block.
Oh, yeah, I believe that. I believe that.
You know, clean in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff that I need to do at home now.
Yeah. And do things as a family. Take time out. If you, I know a lot of people have the Xbox with the Kinect now, and you can get on the Kinect, and when the kids come over, we have this Dance Central game. I know it's one of the oldest games because I don't really buy Xbox games. But Say we put that game on and we was doing the moves and all this kind of stuff and it was so funny. And just by doing that, you're still staying active. You can make it fun.
They have the Zumba for the Xbox with the Kinect.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
I haven't done it yet, but
I had
some of the Wii Fitness stuff, you know.
Yeah. Now I like the Wii Fitness.
I love it, but our Wii stopped working.
Yeah.
So I got all this great programs and balance board and stuff that, you know, my mother had gotten for me, and it was great.
Yeah. A lot of different programs. There's things online. I think there's if you have a Comcast, they actually have a on-demand, I think it's like a fitness station, where you can do the little workouts, and they're free.
And there's yoga apps that are free.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of fitness apps that you can monitor your steps. You can monitor, you know, what you're eating. You can put in what you're eating. It'll tell you how many calories.
My Fitness Pal does that.
Yes. I have that. That's connected with my gym membership, right?
Okay.
So, yeah, that connects to the walking.
Yeah, and it tells you exactly
Pacer.
How many calories.
The Pacer app.
Pacer?
Pacer. It will gauge how many it uses your iPhone, and it's for iPhones. But the Pacer app will, you might be able to get something similar to it, or they may have one for Android. But it monitors, uses the GPS on your phone. How many steps you take?
That's it's wellness
and
online.
Yeah, and it connects to my Fitness Pal, and it transfers the
information
back and forth.
Yeah.
So those are really good, and there's all kinds of apps out there that you can find out how many calories and fat and all that stuff that you're, you know, putting in your body. You want to watch the sugars. You want to watch the carbs. Oh my gosh, cut back on your carbs. Cut out the pastas and the bread.
Which is so hard to do.
It is. I love baked potatoes, and I love, you know, but try to do a sweet potato instead of a regular potato once, sometimes. Everybody thinks that they are related, but they're not.
I know.
They're actually related to a morning glory.
Oh.
The vines have beautiful flowers on them.
Oh, okay.
But sweet potatoes are really good for you.
Yeah.
Really good for you. So, and potatoes, not so much.
They have the same sugar in the butter.
You know what? Everything in moderation, you could use that as a treat.
Yep, the cinnamon is excellent for you.
It is,
yes.
Cinnamon
is actually really good for you.
I do agree, yeah.
I've read that one before.
So they said like a teaspoon of cinnamon a day. You can cut back your blood sugar. It can cut down your blood pressure.
Yes.
It can do amazing things for you.
Right.
And
drinking coffee.
Coffee, yeah, one or two a day is supposed to be good for you.
Yeah.
I don't drink coffee, but I love soda, and cutting that out is my next step.
Yeah.
And I'm drinking diet sweet tea, which is made with Splenda.
Cool.
Publix has the best,
yes,
with the diet sweet tea.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking to cut caffeine, Milo's, it's a brand of sweet tea.
Oh.
At Walmart, they have a decaf. But it is sweetened with sugar. So mix it with unsweetened or something, you know. Start doing a half cut at McDonald's. Half cut is half sweet tea and half unsweet tea.
Right.
Start cutting back your sugar.
Yeah.
And, you know, get a checkup.
Right.
Go see a doctor. Take a multivitamin. Get up and walk when you're sitting at work.
Yep.
Every couple of hours. Just get up and walk around the building for a few minutes and stretch.
Yeah.
Your body will thank you.
Exactly.
And we thank you.
So as we come to a close, we do, again, want to wish everyone a happy new year, a prosperous new year. You can look forward to us doing this again next year. We will be back next year. I love saying I'll be back next year as if I'm going somewhere.
And if you have any suggestions of topics you would like for us to discuss or look into, feel free to email us at Sisters for Society Corp
at gmail.com.
Okay. Or visit us at sistersforsocietycorp.org. Facebook, find us on Facebook.
Yes.
And, you know, send us a message. Give us a call, 866-811-6123.
We have an event coming up in March. It's for all those that is networking.
That's April.
I'm sorry, in April. I have another thing in March. I'm sorry. So if you are a vendor and looking to explore your business, give us a call. Look us up or
check our website
on Facebook.
Have a happy new year.